question, a very, very common question that the people ask and they don't have clarity on. The question is, the person has, his phone, or he has his iPod or one of these gadgets, and he wants to download songs. His friend has a whole list of songs, and he wants to download them onto his phone. Problem is, the ones that made the songs, they write on the, copyrighted, we're Macpeed, you can't copy it, you have to buy it from the store and all that. Is it permissible to make these copies when it comes to, let's say, your music? Recently, a sefer came out, Mechkera Eretz, that's Hachem Rahamim Shayo. He came out with Chelek Chet. And he doesn't find this to be such a major question. I mean, to him, it's an easy answer. He said there's no problem whatsoever. He holds that a person does not have ba'alut on his voice that you could charge for listening to something. The fact that he sells them in the store and you're willing to pay for it, that's one thing. But if I'm sitting in somebody's car listening to this, I can't put on my recorder. I can't put on my recorder to record if I'm at a concert and I'm listening to it. Oh, I don't want anybody to record it. You don't own that's not your item. It's not a mamash, an item in Hoshim Mishpat that you have ownership that you can tell me you're stealing my voice, you're taking my voice. It's kolum mar'eh. These things over here have no, the owner has no right to forbid me. He says it's pashut in his language when he writes, lo zachiti lehavin. He doesn't understand your question. מה שייך בעלות על שירים? כי אם אדם שר או ניגן, the guy singing, והשמיע קולו, הנה הקול הזה לא שייך אליו. It's not his voice in the sense that he can charge for it, he can pay money for such a thing. עד שהוא אמר שיוכל לגבות ממון על כל מי ששומע או מקליט את קולו, that he can charge anybody that listens to his voice or records it. דהנה אם הזמר שר בפני סיבור, if a guy is singing in front of the סיבור, הרי כל אחד יכול להקליט את מה ששומע. Everybody can record it. וכן כאשר אדם שומע הקלטה, I'm listening to a recording that somebody else paid for, let's say, של איזה שיר, הנה בו בזמן כל השומע יכול להקליט. Why can't I record it at that time? ואין מי יאמר לו מה תעשה, זה לא שייך לו מה שיש כאן איזה בעלים על הקול הזה. It's not a tangible item, a voice that you can come along and say that you got to that you can charge or pay for it. Now again, if he decides he wants to make discs, the singer himself, and he wants to sell them, you're willing to pay money for it, okay, good luck. He has the right to do that. If you're willing to pay money for it, no problem. But in his conclusion, he comes along and says, "Vegam kol mar'eh v'reach en b'em mamash." Like it says in Masechet Pesachim, "V'im ken, mashayach le'esu l'acharim na'atik et ha'kol shel eze adam, ve'lo matzanu matzinu b'chazal ba'alut al kol mar'eh v'reach she'en b'em mamash." So he's very, very, he's clear on that. Although he's not so lenient when it comes to, let's say, other type of discs that, let's say, have copies of books in them. Some of the discs they make, they gather all Sefarim Kedoshim and they make a disc so it's easy to find the sources. Over there's something there. There's already, a copy of a book. There's something that's a mamashut, so you're taking the guy's effort of putting the books together. He says, in that case over there, you might have a problem. You might have to pay for the disc instead of, bootlegging it and taking it from somebody else. But that's a mamashut. There's books over there. There's something that in Hoshim Mishpat has a significant ba'alut to. But stam a guy singing, you can always record somebody's voice. Just like now, can I say no? Nobody could record my voice now. What is my right? I mean, I could be makpid because I don't want it to get out. Let's say that's another story. There's no issur of Hoshim Mishpat that if a guy records somebody singing and then gives it to somebody else. So the ma'aseh, what the common practice is of most people, that they do copy music from one another. And again, the musicians obviously don't like this psak. That's the whole argument in the secular world today. That their music is all over the place. But that's the law as well. And the law is that you can't really stop somebody from recording somebody else's song or voice or things like that. So therefore, the common practice of what people are doing in, sharing music with each other and stuff like that, the guy can write anything he wants on the disc. Asur, Hayav Karet, Hayav Bita, Enno Chalek La'olam Abba, all those threats, they don't change the halakha. If it's permissible, it's permissible. The guy's saying, I'm makpid, I'm makpid. You can't bring makpid on some halakha. Has no, there's no halakhic grounding on that hakpada. In any event, halakha lemaaseh, you look at the teshuvah, in mechkere eretz and het, hoshe mishpat halakha here, the hakam is conclusively mekel and lenient on this subject.